From your WGN Blackhawks broadcast team, good morning, Troy Murray. How you doing today, Troy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we were wondering about whether or not you ever saw a great fight in the stands when you were playing and you started skating up and down the ice, like that person who just texted us said.
Well, I was, this was probably in the early 80s, 83, 84. There was a huge fight in the stands, and we were playing in Minnesota North Stars, and the referees on the ice stopped play, and basically an entire section behind one of the ends underneath the press box was in a full-blown brawl between Minnesota Wild and Chicago fans. The Yellow Jackets, which were the security people back in the day, they were in there. It was crazy. I remember standing. I was on the ice. I was standing on one side of the linesman. The other centerman from Minnesota was standing on the other side, and we just turned around, and we were leaning on our sticks, and we just watched the fight.
Yeah. Was that the Wild or the North Stars?
The North Stars.
Oh.
Did I say the Wild? No.
Sounds
well,
like a good
I know
one.
You're youthful, Troy, and all that. But so why have the Blackhawks had such a struggle against the Florida Panthers this year?
Well, they're a good team. They're a big team. They're a deep team. They've got lots of skill. They've got depth. They've got goaltending. You know, they're one of the elite teams this year that they've shown it in the NHL. I think that there's always been some high expectations there, and they haven't really been met. But this year seems like the coach, Joel Quenneville, has them firing on all cylinders. And they've got a guy named Alexander Barkov, who is one of the best players in the game, and he's a big man, 6'3", 215. So first and foremost, if the Blackhawks are going to beat Florida Panthers tonight at the United Center, they're going to have to find a way to shut down this kid named Barkov.
Yeah, he's been tough, and it seems like lately a little bit of a power outage, I guess, for the Hawks the last few games.
Yeah, the power play hasn't been good. They haven't been scoring the way that they would hope that they would be at this point. But if you look at the beginning of the season, the power play was really good. The 5-on-5 play was just average, and the penalty killing was good. Well, the special teams right now have really factored into the struggles of this team. There's obviously some other issues as well, but the power play needs to get going so it can make the difference in these games. Even though they lost to Tampa a couple games, they still had some opportunities in those games to make the difference on the power play, and they just couldn't get it done.
What was it like for the most part on that trip where they were 1-5? They were fairly competitive except for one game, Troy, pretty much?
Well, there were moments in the game. In all the games, there was moments that they played well, but at the same time, they needed to find a more consistent 60-minute effort. And good teams, and this is what the Blackhawks did for so many years, if you made some little mistake, good teams capitalize on those opportunities. And sometimes you can play a lesser opponent and get away with mistakes. But when you're playing the high-end players, if you're on the ice and you make a mistake and Patrick Kane happens to be on the ice, more often than not, that puck's going to end up in a bad situation, which is in your net. And that's kind of what was happening against Tampa. Their star players just really made the difference. And when the Blackhawks lost the battle off the boards or just a little bit out of position, Tampa was able to make the difference with their skilled players, as was Florida on that road trip as well.
I know the feeling going on to the trip was, could they kind of hold their ground and not lose too much ground as far as the playoff picture? I know that's not the only priority for this team. They're in a developmental stage, but you look at this stretch of games coming up, 6 in a row and, 8 out of 9 at home. This is kind of the key stretch, isn't it, as far as any postseason hopes that they have?
Well, you'll have to figure it out at the end, but yeah, you look at this stretch of game, and when you looked at this month of March overall, and I think actually we were talking about it, Dave, that when you look at the big picture, if you could have found a way to have a 500 level during this month, you'd put yourself in pretty good shape. You'd be about 4 or 5 games over 500. Mm-hmm. The teams behind you would really have to be pushing to chase you. Well, losing out of 6 out of 7, you know, now you're in a position where, well, we're right there. Columbus and Chicago makes you flip-flop because Columbus lost night in regulation. So percentage points in the tiebreaker, fewer mm-hmm. games. They're in a playoff spot right now. But if you look at the next 6 games, they're at the United Center. Not an easy opponent as they come up here. You look at Florida for 2 games, Nashville, a team that you're going to have to beat on a consistent basis for the rest of the season if you want to get in. And then Carolina comes in. So it's a tough schedule, but at least you're on home, which makes a difference in a lot of other ways. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is the opportunity for the Blackhawks to gain some ground, play some good hockey on home ice here, and try and get some separation between the pack below them.
First time home in 2 weeks, and hopefully they'll go get them tonight. Thanks, Troy. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bob, Dave, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it, guys.